Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Good morning. Good morning, Reading. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And we have quite the show for you today. And so we have a caller. We're going to go right to our caller, and we have Carrie Ann Gein on the line. Carrie Ann, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Trudy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, you join us every now and then on the show, and you are our local activist when it comes to GMOs or genetically modified organisms, and you're planning two events back-to-back here in the month of May. Tell us what you have going on.
Okay, the first event is going to be May 15th. It's a Sunday, and it's going to be from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, and we are going to be discussing the general topic of genetically modified foods a little bit, and then we're going to also show the documentary The Future of Food, and it is about an hour and 20-minute documentary that just does a great job of explaining the issue and what's going on a lot with the farmers, with the environment, and you know, different aspects of the GMO issue. And then the second session will be the following Sunday, May 22, and that is also from 3 to 5 p.m., and that one is going to focus on the health dangers of eating genetically modified food. We're going to be using a DVD presentation by Jeffrey Smith, who is a world-renowned expert in the field of genetically modified foods, and he does a great presentation of explaining what is actually happening to a lot of the animals that are eating these foods, the same foods that we have on our tables, and the dangers of what that could be doing to us, and in the long run, what might be happening with America's health. And these are going to be held at the Palo Cedro Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Now, where is that? Okay.
Oh, it's right off of the 44. So if you're coming from Reading, you're going to go ahead and take the 44 East, and you're going to pass the main exit that you normally would take to get into Palo Cedro. And the next left is going to be Silver Springs Road.
Silver Bridge.
Silver Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silver. Thank you.
Yeah.
Silver Bridge Road. You're going to take that left, and I will have a sign out there, so it will kind of be easy to catch your eye. You'll take a left there on Silver Bridge Road, and then you'll take a right. Your next right is Silver Lode Lane, and it's just right up that road a little ways. You'll see another sign. I'll have it posted so people can find it really easy, but you can actually see the church as you're driving along the 44, so it's a pretty easy spot to find, and it's great that they have opened up the facility for us to be able to do this educational workshop for the community.
What is the cost to the public?
The cost, it is free. Yeah, no cost.
Okay,
yeah.
That's pretty much everybody's favorite word. We like that.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so. That's an important thing for me to mention. It is very free, and we are actually going to be having some drawings. We're going to, you know, put your name on a piece of paper. We're going to be drawing, and we're going to be giving away gift cards to local businesses that sell non-GMO food. We also have some businesses coming. They're going to be, some will be setting up booths so that you can see their products that they offer to us to be able to eat non-GMO. I also have some other companies that have donated foods so that we can sample a lot of the non-GMO foods that are available to us. It's going to be great. We even have a representative from the farmers market coming so that we know more about healthy foods, where we can access them, and especially focusing on finding the non-GMO foods.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere, Carrie Ann. I want to come back and see, kind of go over with the listeners and with you, how did you get into this? How did you get bit by the bug so deeply that you're working this hard when you're so busy raising all those wonderful children? So this is KCNR 1460. You're listening to Positively Healthy, and we'll be right back.
Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Rayleigh's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460, and I'm Trudy Pratt. And for pushing 20 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading, and we're always coming up with ideas and ways for people to get healthy. And it's always a lot of little changes. So it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and if you can just do a little more of that and a little less of that, and pretty soon you've straightened out your course and you're pushing toward health. And one of the things that we're going to unfortunately be forced to deal with here in the not-so-distant future is this whole idea of GMOs, genetically modified organisms, or genetically engineered food. And, it's something that's just sort of pushed out on the market for us, and there it is. A lot of our foods are genetically engineered. We have no ability to identify these foods in our digestive tract. They're different than they have been for the thousands and thousands of years we've been eating them. And there's just somehow this nice little block where we aren't doing a whole lot of research to see if they're impacting us. They're just here, and we are the lab rats. And so, Carrie Ann Gein, are you still there, Carrie Ann?
I am still here.
Good. Okay, so for people just joining us, you've got 2 events coming up. One's May 15th, the other one's May 22nd. You're showing 2 wonderful movies, and they're free, and they're on 2 Sundays, both starting at 3 o'clock, and they're out at, what church is that again?
It's the Palo Cedro Seventh-day Adventist Church, and it is just right along the 44. So once you pass the main exit to Palo Cedro, just your next left is Silver Bridge Road, and then you will be taking your first right on Silver Lode Lane.
Okay.
And I'll have signs out there. It'll be easy to find.
So no one has to pre-register. They don't have to buy a ticket. They just show up.
Just show up. So we're just hoping for a great turnout. So, and it's just, free education. Just come and learn a little more about this topic so that, when you're shopping, you'll be a little more aware of what you're actually buying in your food.
And what are the crops, again, that are mostly, over 80% genetically modified these days? Where are we with that?
All right. Okay, soy right now is over 93% genetically modified. So you think about all the ingredients that have soy, such as the products such as soy lecithin, soy protein, all the different things that are derived from soy, those are all genetically modified unless it is organic or it states non-GMO. We also have corn. Over 86% of the corn grown in the U.S. is genetically modified. Canola, as well, is 88% or higher right now. Cotton is over 93%, and that's where we get our cottonseed oil. You'll see that in a lot of chips and different types of snack foods. And then sugar beets. Right now, it's over 95% is genetically modified. And so if you're reading a label with the ingredients and it says just plain sugar on it without saying that it is from cane sugar, it is most likely derived from sugar beets, and that's a genetically modified crop that is pretty high. And we also have just a small percentage of zucchini, a small percentage of yellow squash, and then if you're going to buy a papaya, don't buy it from Hawaii because more than 50% of their papaya is genetically modified. Get it from some other country.
Excellent. Okay, so then for those people who might just think that's pretty nifty what you just said, they can start doing some of their own research and come out to your events. Now, how is it that this touched you so deeply? I mean, there are a lot of issues out there in the world. Now, do you issue hop, or did this issue just mean a whole lot more to you, or how is it that you're dedicating all of your spare time to this issue?
Well, as you mentioned before, I do have 3 children. And I am a full-time mom right now. And I think being a mother really probably jump-started this issue with me because I am very careful about what I feed my children, even before really knowing about what GMOs meant. And so when I heard, I was actually at a Weston Price meeting, and somebody brought a DVD and shared it with us that opened my eyes to what genetically modified food really is. I just cannot believe that I had been eating it, my children were eating it, you know, without being told what was in the food, specifically being GMO. And I remember going home that night and just sitting down at the computer and just researching, and I have been for the past 2 years, and just really trying to get a hold on this and figure out ways to make a change, because the overall goal of the biggest company that is heading this up is Monsanto, and the overall goal for them is to actually own and patent all seed, meaning that they would own the food supply. So right now, you know, the crops that I mentioned are basically what is out there right now that we have to watch out for, but if they get their way, it will be eventually fruits and vegetables. And right now they're trying to get wheat out, they're trying to they have actually passed alfalfa now, so alfalfa is going to be starting to be planted as GMO. So they're making some headway, but at the same time, there is a lot of opposition right now. People are really trying to put their word out that this is not what we want. And the biggest thing that we need are labels. We just need to be told what is in the food. So if we can actually get some kind of law passed that the foods that contain GMOs need to be labeled, then I think that would show the consumer better what they should buy and what they shouldn't buy, and make better, therefore, hopefully make a change, because I don't think people would buy GMOs as much as they do now if they actually knew that the food is genetically modified.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you look at other countries such as Europe has very strict labeling laws and pretty much have taken out GMOs from their food that they sell. Japan, China, Australia, New Zealand, there's actually a list of 40 different countries that have some kind of statement or law about genetically modified foods. America has none. There's nothing going on here to tell us what we're eating or anything. So it's something that needs to change. And I guess, you know, to answer your question better is that just, you know, the other people eating the stuff, and they just don't know. You know, and it's like, if it was me and I still didn't know about it, I would want to know. So that's my driving force, is just, you know, let me at least share what I know and then go make your choice, whatever you want to do. But, you know, it's not fair to be eating this stuff without having a chance to understand it.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you. You know, I'm going to hope that our citizens, anyone with an earshot of this, can come to your event, and we'll just keep promoting it, you know? So the more, you're right, the more people know, the more they can make decisions for themselves. And so, you know, there's another little fact that I always like you to throw in there that just, it kind of freaks me out, and that is the fact that some of our corporations that send food to Europe and McDonald's, like, why don't you tell us about McDonald's? I mean...
Yeah, that's a shocking one. First of all, GMOs have not been in our food forever. It started in 1996, so just about 15 years. So when they were put into the food supply, they were also put into the food supply over in Europe. Well, Europeans found out about this around 1999 after a few studies, and I'll talk more about that at the presentations. But the consumers in Europe took a stand, and they said they do not want it in their foods. And by sheer consumer basically power and force. They're just saying no. All the major food industries promised to take out GMOs from their food, and that includes Safeway, that includes McDonald's, that includes Burger King, that includes Nestle, et cetera, et cetera. You can read all about this in some sources. I'll give you another source in a minute. But anyways, it's amazing and sickening that they would go through all the trouble of making sure that their food is all non-GMO, whereas Americans are still fed GMO.
So we get all this sources. Just, you know, awful food fed to us, and they can't, you know, they're making all the same food but healthier for other countries. Yeah, that just somehow kind of extra freaks me out. So, hey, I want to thank you for coming on the show today, calling in and sharing your info with us, and we'll do our best to get the word out. And keep up the good work, my dear.
Thank you. Can I give a website for people to visit?
Absolutely.
Okay, if you check out responsibletechnology.org. That is an excellent resource. It'll give you all the information you need to just start your own understanding of what GMOs mean. But I do, you know, just please come if you can, and we're going to try to make it fun, too. It's not all doomsday stuff. It's, you know, trying to teach you, you know, it's actually easy to make the change. We don't buy any GMOs in our house, and we are on a budget. You know, we have 5 people in our family, and we are we have some great recommendations of cheaper price, organic or non-GMO foods to show you.
Oh, so, excellent.
Please come.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Carrie Ann.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to KCNR 1460. When we come back from this break, we're going to be talking to Lisa Reed about Zumba. What is Zumba? You've probably heard the word, but stay tuned, and you'll learn about it.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Oh, to get away. Cottage by the Sea.
Yeah, you're looking for a place on the beach that allows for comfort, solitude, and peaceful ambiance? Try our favorite beach spot, Cottage by the Sea. It's privately owned, beautifully appointed, and it includes kitchen, private spa, and it's only steps from the ocean.
If there is magic on the planet, surely it is found on the ocean. Contact owners Ken and Lori at ouroceancottage@aol.com or call 541-469-3414. Cottage by the Sea.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460, another perfect day here in Reading. Hope you get out and enjoy some sunshine, maybe work in your yard a little bit. I'm getting ready to actually kick my sprinklers on for the first time today. I guess it's time for that, darn. And so in the studio, we have Lisa Reed. Lisa is a Zumba instructor, and, you know, a lot of us have heard the word Zumba forever, but we don't really know what that is. I've watched a little bit on the internet, and I have people around me who do Zumba, love Zumba, and it might even be a cult. So welcome to the show, Lisa.
I think it has been called a cult.
It has been called a cult. Okay. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So first of all, what the heck is this? It's like a dancing kind of shake your booty thing?
Yes. It's a Latin-inspired dance fitness program that incorporates international rhythms, and to create an exercise program like you've never done before. It's exercise in disguises.
So what? So you're having fun. You're kind of, I don't know, are there routines you do? Kind of like
there are routines,
jazzercise,
but they're very simple. The program is set up so that any person, any age, any fitness level can walk into a classroom and participate and have a great time. And we use all the Latin rhythms like salsa and cumbia and do some reggaeton. And
okay. Okay, and so are you all in a row or are you just spread out? Or
you're spread out, and, you know, it's like a regular, kind of like a group exercise class, except we'll do, we have like booty battles.
Oh, I have no idea what that means.
Salsa battles. So we do more party-like things than just sitting there, you know, doing an 8-count or 32-count exercise program.
Okay. And then, now, during the break, I'm going to have you show me a little bit about what this looks like, because I'm just curious. And even okay. though our studio is like 4 inches by 4 inches, there's a table here. So does it attract people, men? Are there any men that go to this?
There are men. I think men.
Kids? I mean, who's
kids?
There?
Zumba has programs for everyone. They have a kids program, which is called Zumbatomic, and there is a senior program that's called Zumba Gold, for people that, you know, need to be more careful about their joints and things like that. And they have Aqua Zumba.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Now, I hear that a training facility or health club can't just, like, start doing Zumba. You have to get permission from the Zumba gods. Something, you know, you have to get okayed or something.
You have to hire licensed Zumba instructors.
Okay.
And the only way you can get licensed is to attend one of Zumba official workshops.
So you've done that?
Yes.
Okay, did you have to leave town to go to a special training?
Yes, and I was fortunate, though, we had one in Chico, so I didn't have to go very far.
Okay.
But most of them are in Sacramento or the Bay Area for our area right here.
Oh, wow. Now, where all do you teach Zumba?
I teach at the YMCA and Extreme Fitness, and just in the last 6 months, Zumba started a new program with Curves, called Zumba in the Circuit, and so I teach it a couple of the Curves here in Reading.
Are you tired by the end of the day, my dear? Good heavens!
It's so fun, though.
It's so fun.
You don't even feel like you're working out. So.
Wow. Okay, so then do you, so tell me about why, you have Zumba pants on right now.
I do.
And they look kind of like a thin cotton. They don't look super Latin-like, right?
These are samba ribbons.
Oh, they have ribbons! They have ribbons, okay.
They have samba ribbons.
Okay. So, and it's not Zumba, it's Zomba?
No, this is Zumba. Oh, Zomba is...
Oh, Samba. Samba ribbons. Yeah. Okay. So that's like what? Part of Zumba is like a...
No, Samba is a rhythm that is, I think, began in Brazil. It's another type of Latin dance.
Okay. And it's part of something you do in a Zumba class?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, people, there's so much to know here. I can just tell. Okay. So now you're in kind of a gray tone. Now, that's not really what I have seen on the internet. I see like these almost like splashy, I don't know, belly dancing outfits? Something kind of like, I don't know. They're fabulous. They're kind of, I don't know, headbands and...
Yes. And coin skirts. We
coin.
Use belly dancing coin skirts.
Okay.
Yeah, which really help you shake your hips.
Yeah. And you can hear your hips when
and
they
you
shake.
You can hear it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we are going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to play some music for you. It might just be your thing. You know, it's a lot of people's thing, I can tell. So you're listening to Positively Healthy. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include A Brand New Day, Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Mercy Medical Center, Advanced Imaging, Medical Home Care Professionals, Shasta County Veteran Services, and MD Imaging. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Okay, well, welcome back. That is Zumba music, or that is one Zumba song. Welcome back, Lisa Reed.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're talking Zumba. Zumba is just taking over, and if you haven't heard of it, it's a form of exercise where you've got some different types of Latin music and a whole lot of happy people in that video right there, men, women, kind of shaking their hips and having fun, all look like the same routine. Mm. And you're saying these routines are pretty easy? People can learn them without much effort?
Yes, yes, they are. They're all pretty basic, and Zumba gives you the rhythms and moves to incorporate into your class, and then you can add your own flair.
And who is the guy we saw crossing the screen there? You said that was the man who invented
it. That was the creator, Beto Perez, and he was a fitness instructor, aerobics instructor in Colombia, and showed up for one of his classes one time and had forgotten all of his music. So he had his Latin music and brought that into class, and that's how Zumba began.
Wow. Colombia is in the country?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. And then you said it caught on probably on the East Coast, more Florida.
He came to Miami with it.
Sounds like a Miami thing.
And I don't remember the company that they first met with, but I think it was in Ohio, of all places. So it started kind of in Miami and right there around the Ohio area. Those are the areas that grow. I think it started about 10 years ago.
Hmm. How long did it take to get to Reading? 9.5?
No, I think it's been here for at least 3.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit longer.
Hey,
yeah.
It took 7 to get here. That's not too bad. We're usually on the slower route. But it sounds like it's here to stay. I mean,
yes.
The people I know who do Zumba, who've tried like every other type of exercise, they just feel like this is it. Like, this is fun, and it's long-lasting in their mind.
Yeah, I think so. And I was a gym rat. I mean, I did the step and kickboxing and, you know, all the fads that came out. And the difference with Zumba is it sounds kind of strange, but you're all a family. I mean, I've never made connection with the people that I was working out with the way you do in a Zumba class.
How can you get to know someone better in a Zumba class when you're all kind of trying to dance?
I don't know. I think it's because you're letting your hair down. And
is it wearing those outfits, you think?
Those definitely help.
No, really, I'm serious. Like, how is it that you feel closer to the person next to you exercising?
I think it's the non-structured format, you know, the party-like atmosphere.
Okay. Someone in the studio said non-competitive. Does it feel competitive?
I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're just going very slowly, kind of plodding along, or you're really in shape, it just doesn't matter in this class.
That's right.
Where in maybe a step class, people feel a little more pressure to,
yes,
to perform.
Yes, and you know, it's when you first walk into a class, it's going to be different because you're going to be doing moves and listening to rhythms you've never heard before. So, it takes a couple of classes to really get used to it. But it's still such a simple format that, like I said, we did a Zumbathon for Go Red a couple of years ago, and we had a 2-year-old and a 90-year-old at the event at the same time, both dancing. So.
Wow. Okay. So it's for people of any age group.
Mm-hmm.
either sex. Yes. It's for any skill level.
Yes.
If you have like a trick knee, you just do it so that you don't trick your knee.
Yes.
Okay. So you can modify it.
Yes.
There's our word. Okay. Okay. So this sounds pretty unbelievable.
It's pretty fun. I think it's the music. The music really motivates you and makes you want to move. It's intoxicating.
And then now you're working out. You're the leader, but you can go from class to class, so it's not exhausting you to a point where you can still continue on and teach all these classes that you teach.
Yeah.
And how many classes roughly do you teach a day?
It depends on the day, but I teach somewhere between 12 and 15 a week.
Wow, that's a lot. Okay, and then how much does it cost? Is it expensive?
It depends on where you do it at. We're fortunate we have a lot of great Zumba instructors here in Shasta County, and a lot of the gyms have the program, so it's usually part of your membership. At some of the facilities, you can do just Zumba only, or mm-hmm. you can go to a class. At Extreme Fitness, it's $5 walk-in fee to go to a Zumba class. And then other facilities have walk-in rates, too. But
I don't think I know where Extreme Fitness is.
It's at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Oh, okay. It's at the mm-hmm. mall. And then, so the YMCA, we know that's over Eureka Way and
yeah.
Court. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what was the other place?
Curves.
And at Curves?
Curves on Eureka Way and Curves on Hartnell.
Oh, our Westside Curves folks were just on the show the other day. Okay, mm-hmm. so they're at Eureka Way and somewhere.
Yes, across from Shasta High School.
Yes, yes, right there. So, okay, and then now, how much exercise does somebody get? I mean, they're done for the day, right? I mean, they worked out hard enough to be, is it a 1 hour? Is it 45 minutes?
Generally, it's a 1 hour class, and they say that you can burn anywhere from 500 to 1,000 calories in 1 hour.
Wow. So,
okay. Have you ever go dancing?
It's been
sweating.
Yeah.
And
all that's happening. You're in party mode and you're working hard.
But having fun.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on.
I hope that inspired
some people to venture out and consider Zumba then.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we have Lisa Reed and find her at one of her hot spots.
All right. Thank you.
This is Positively Healthy, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Shasta County Seniors, Families, and Caregivers. It is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Forever Woman Mastectomy Boutique, Spectrum Prosthetics, High Cap, Interim Homestyle Services, Willow Springs, Welcome Home Assisted Living, Shasta County Adult Services, Compass. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Slow down. Too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling cool.
Okay, well, welcome back, listeners. This is KCNR 1460. And, once again, I forgot to give the call-in number. If you have questions for our guests, the number is 605-4567. And also, we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. And if you want to ask a question through the chat room, we are now up and we can read it. I can see it. So if you have something you want to ask our next guest, feel free. In the studio, we have one of our sponsors here today. We have Michael Totowski, a Reading actor. acupuncturist. He has Reading Acupuncture Clinic and East Earth Trade Winds. Well, welcome, Michael.
Hi, Trudy. It's good to be here again.
Nice to see you. Well, you know, last time you were here, you were getting ready to go on a big trip to China, which you do kind of often, actually.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How long were you gone?
I was gone for about 12 days.
Okay.
And
what all went on over there?
Well, it was a very exciting trip. It was one of the best trips I've had in China. And I've been there, I think this is my seventh time I've been to China.
Wow.
So I really enjoyed it. But just to give you some background on the trip, last December, I was invited by the Meiwei Corporation, it's a herbal distributor out of Oakland, to come visit their factory in China, in Anguo, China, which is a major herb center. And so they offered to have a paid 3-day, 2-night trip to see their factory and
that's
stuff like
that.
That's
an easy decision.
Yeah, it's real easy. The trick was is to get yourself over there. You know, they didn't pay for that.
Okay.
So, but I have frequent flyer miles, and so I finagled a business class free trip over to China.
Oh, you.
So,
that's great.
It was great. And this is kind of an aside, but what happened is that United didn't have business class tickets that were available, so they switched me to a Japanese airline. So, 1 month after the nuclear incident in Japan, I was going to Tokyo. And what I found was that I was the only person on business class on that trip. I mean, there was nobody going to Japan.
Wow.
Which was very interesting.
Fascinating.
So, yeah. So I had to watch the stewardess do the air, you know, the face mask thing.
She did it for
thing.
You.
Yeah. I go, yeah, thumbs up. Okay, you did a good job.
I can follow that. Yeah. You know, we have a guest host here, too. We have Mark Beecham. Mark, welcome.
Do you mean to say that you were the only person in business class?
There's like 16 empty seats around me, and those tickets normally run about $4,000 each.
Wow.
I can't afford that, but I have frequent flyer miles. So.
Yeah.
But in first class, there's maybe two or three people at the most. Behind me, there's like a super economy class, and there's maybe three or four people that I could see. I don't know about regular economy, but the flight was virtually empty. And I suspect that heading out of Japan, it was probably full.
Mm-hmm.
But going into Japan, I mean, it's really affected the tourism and
business
going there. Yeah, so it was quite dramatic to see that.
And interesting insight. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Tokyo airport, didn't seem particularly full either, for that matter. And I just made a plane change there, but so I wasn't there very long. But to see that, like I said, I was in business class and there was empty all around me. It was I could sit anywhere I wanted.
So then from there you went over to
China.
Okay,
so yeah, so the important part, yeah.
Well, it's all important.
So yeah, I went to China and as a guest of the Meiwei Corporation to see their plant. But first they also set up or arranged for us to have acupuncture classes if we wanted. So I went to an advanced acupuncture and herbal medicine class in Beijing. And it was a 5-day program. It was 40 hours. And we had different lecturers. One of our main lecturers was a Dr. Wang Yijun, who was a specialist in rheumatology. And so he did a lot of our lecturing, and he also allowed us to go to his inpatient clinic at Wangjing Hospital. Wangjing Hospital is a traditional Chinese medicine hospital. Basically, they do acupuncture, herbal medicine. But acupuncturists in China also learn things like how to do surgery or x-rays or MRIs and things like that, too.
Hmm.
So the hospital was quite large. It had 1,000 beds. In comparison, Mercy is about 300 beds. So quite a big hospital. Downstairs they had a pharmacy which gave out prescription drugs but also gave out herbal medicines, too. And we went to his inpatient clinic and spent about 4 hours there while he examined patients and wrote herbal prescriptions for them. And then after spending time there, he took us to the inpatient department of the hospital where they have, in the rheumatology department, where they have people, they stay in the hospital for a certain period of time. But it was interesting to go there to see that. I think in the United States, if you have, like, rheumatoid arthritis, you're not necessarily in the hospital. I mean, you're treated, but, you know, you're not there. But in this case, I guess, and I don't know all the problems that people had there, but some people were, you know, in the hospital. They did have things like injectable herbal drugs that they gave to people. They're, you know, highly purified. And he showed us some of those things. We can't use those in the United States, but there's a lot of treatments over there that are not available here. So it was very interesting to see that. And then we also had got to observe a doctor who's an acupuncturist. And acupuncture in China, I'm going to report, is not like acupuncture in the United States. It was mostly in a hospital setting in China, and this doctor, he was very, very well known in the hospital. He had a number of like graduate students or, you know, trainees that were under him helping and assisting him. But basically, you'd have patients come into the room. It's kind of like first come, first serve basis in the hospital. And he would question them about their illness or their pain or whatever problem they had, and then they would leave the room. Well, what was happening is that they were being assigned to one of his three treatment rooms. And after he was done examining the patients, he would go to these treatment rooms, and we would follow. And these rooms, I'm going to say they were kind of like a large living room size, and they had about 12 beds in the room and about five stools, and people are virtually shoulder to shoulder in the room. There's very little privacy there. You've got maybe a little curtain between, just enough space between the beds for the doctor to kind of slip in beside them. And you have men, women, you know, all ages in various states of dress or undress laying down. And the people, and then there's some people sitting on stools. Like usually I think people had like headaches, like maybe migraines or Bell's palsy or something, and they just needed to have acupuncture needles inserted in the scalp or face, things like that. But everybody was silent. He never asked a question after that initial exam, just went in there, and an assistant would hand him a bundle of about 50 needles, and he would just poke needles in as quick as can be. It wasn't, you know, if you come to my clinic, you're going to be in a private room, and it's going to be relaxing. The lights are kind of subdued, and there's, you know, a little bit of music, and, and you kind of go, oh, I had some time off. It's not like that there.
What's the cost to be treated there?
Well, at that hospital, I'm not quite sure, but I did have a chance to go to herbal pharmacy where they did have a doctor on staff there. And so I've been studying Chinese for the last 12 years, and I've gotten to the point where I can communicate a little bit. I'm not very good, but enough to do that. And so I wanted to have my pulse read and see what the doctor would diagnose me as. And so when I asked about it, they said, do you want the more experienced doctor or the doctor with lesser experience? And so, it's like, well, what's the difference? Well, the more experienced doctor cost 49 yuan, which is about $8, and the less experienced doctor was about 20 yuan, which is about $3. So, you know, I went for it. Went for the $8 doctor.
You went wild.
Yeah.
Spent $8
splurge,
on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, splurge. And then there was about maybe a 15, 20-minute wait before I got in there to see her.
How long was your treatment?
Well, I didn't get a treatment.
Okay,
just,
you were having
what
a diagnosis.
She did, yeah. I just told her, you know, I had some stomach issues and things like that, and, you know, asked her about that. She felt my pulse and wrote out a prescription, and that was basically
for herbs. Okay.
Yeah.
So how long were you with her?
Oh, maybe 10, 15 minutes at the most.
Yeah.
$8. Yeah. Very reasonable for us to do that.
And
yeah.
Then what would it cost for you to get that prescription filled?
I didn't get it filled there because I was didn't want to take it back to the United States, but I'm going to figure it was probably like $3 or $4.
Okay.
Maybe at the most.
At the most.
That would be my guess, yeah. The interesting thing, too, is that that particular pharmacy was called Tongren Tong, which is it was a branch office of one of the oldest Chinese herbal pharmacies in China, and actually the original herb store pharmacy was started in 1649. It's been there over 400 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's got a long, long history. And they also sold prescription drugs there, which was quite interesting, too. I mean, they had herbs was their main thing, but they did have prescription drugs and other, you know, health aids that you might need, like thermometers or things like that, blood pressure cuffs and things like that.
Now, you showed me through a YouTube video an herb store that I thought would look kind of old-fashioned, and it was very modern-looking. What herb store was that?
Well, I went to a couple different ones. One was in a district called Wanfujing, which is a major shopping area in Beijing. And there's a lot of high-priced things there. And one thing that was interesting, I saw some ginseng roots that were about 350,000 yuan, which is about $53,000 for a ginseng root.
Wow.
If you can imagine spending that kind of money.
No.
I can't. I'm wondering who can buy it. But that's wild ginseng, and wild ginseng is extremely rare. So it was interesting to see that, and there's some very high-priced herbs that they have, you know, for sale at that store. The other thing we got to see was in a huge herb market, and this was when we went to see the herbal factory in Anguo, which is like the capital of herb sales in China. And that market is very extensive. There are stalls. There's probably like 1,000 vendors there, maybe if not more, and you can buy over 400 different kinds of herbs, and a very interesting place.
Mm, fascinating. Gosh, I learned so much when you come on the show. You know, we're gonna take a break here, and when we come back, we're gonna hear more about this trip. We have in the studio Michael Chatowski, Redding acupuncturist. He has Redding Acupuncture and East Earth Trade Winds, and he's just back from an unbelievable trip to China. This is Positively Healthy. Don't go away. There's more. Bye.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
School attendance matters. I'm Charlie Menor with the Youth Violence Prevention Council of Shasta County. Truancy costs all of us money. It costs 20 times more to incarcerate one juvenile for a year than it does to educate the child for the same length of time. 82% of all prisoners in the United States are high school dropouts. Stop the waste. School attendance matters.
Two, three, here we go.
Linda Mott, on the spot. Linda Mott, on the spot.
Hey, hi, this is Linda Mott. Join me right here on KCNR 1460, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not. Or On the Spot with Linda Mott. Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, the Mount Shasta Mall, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, Dandelion Boutique. See you Thursday night.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Okay, well, welcome back, Redding. This is Positively Healthy. I'm Trudy Pratt, and in our studio we have Michael Chatowski, who is a Redding acupuncturist who just got back from a trip to China. And boy, he has more to share with us. You know, he has more to tell us about a place where he got herbs at an herb store and in a restaurant that, they have like a whole, you know, looks like the Sears catalog of, you know, the menu is extensive. And then he just, you know, was telling us during the break of a hotel that's 100% solar powered. There are only two in the world. So we've got a lot to cover here.
Yeah. So let me, I stopped off at that market that I went to where they had like probably like 1,000 vendors and stuff like that. So the bottom part was a lot of the regular herbs you can get in the United States. But we were told on the upstairs level they had a lot of unusual things. So.
Wow.
I like unusual things. So,
so you headed right there?
Yeah, and they had, and it was very unusual. It's a lot of stuff. In Chinese medicine, Chinese herbal medicine, it's not just herbs. They use minerals. They'll use animal products, quite a variety of different things, and they seem to have them all up there. We saw things like deer antler, which you can get in the United States, which is common, but also they had things like snake skin. They had wasp nest. They had starfish, seahorse pipefish. They had cinnabar, which is a restricted, element here in the United States because it has mercury compounds. But in ancient China, they actually used it to kind of calm this. They said calm the spirit, relax, you sedate you. But we don't use it in this country. They had all kinds of different things. I made a little list here. Let me look at it real quick. They had turtle shell, centipede, earthworms, leeches, ants. All kinds of different things. Ants, by the way, I actually bought some in the Beijing airport one year, a bag of ants, and it's good for joint pain. And I think it's a formic acid that's in ants that is good for you. They don't taste good.
I tried one.
Yeah, well, you try a whole teaspoon of them.
Yeah. They get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And it looks weird.
So they had a lot of different things, pearls, lots of different minerals. And I took a lot of pictures just based on color, too, because it was very interesting. So that was really fun to go there. It was extremely loud and noisy, lots of people. There's all these individual salespeople, and they just kind of hang out all day, and I don't know if they actually sell a whole lot. at the time, but it's just incredible noise and people, and it's very interesting. I actually want to take more pictures of the people because they're out there playing cards and games and things like that and talking. So yeah, it's just very interesting to go to.
Now, was it like other markets where there's the price that's set, but then you actually
You can always negotiate. Okay. Yeah, in China, you can always negotiate. Even in department stores, you can negotiate. The salespeople have the ability to do that. So so then we went to the main factory, which I was invited to see, which was real interesting. Now, the company has always explained that they have, you know, very good quality herbs, and it's one thing to read the literature, and I've trusted them. I've done business with them probably for 25 years, something like that now, and I know the quality is good, but to see it is a different thing. So we went to their factory and got to see how they process herbs. They contract with herbal farmers all over the country because herbs don't grow in just one spot. So they make sure they have good agricultural practices, the GAP, so that they want high yields, good quality plants. They know the farmers have good, you know, clean conditions. They use like organic fertilizers, like barnyard manure, things like that. A lot of herbs will have pesticides, but they use like low toxicity or you know, low residues on that. When they actually come to the factory, they are tested for pesticide residues, and they make sure they don't have any at that time. They do a lot of other examinations, like on the species, to make sure they have the right herb. We got to go see where they process the herbs. We had to dress up in like lab coats and hair nets and face masks and booties to go see that. The working conditions were excellent, in my opinion, for the Chinese workers. Very clean environment. The workers were rotated on jobs. Some are very tedious. There's a lot of manual labor there, but, you know, people chopping herbs repeatedly for hours at a time. But then they get to rotate the next day or next shift or whatever.
That's smart.
So you're not always going to get carpal tunnel syndrome from doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, some people just had, like, little tiny seeds that they were separating by hand. Just, I mean, piles of seeds. Like, there must have been, you know, 10 million seeds on their desk. And
oh,
they were
my
separating
goodness.
Out little black ones from the, you know, from the pile or something. But like I said, they rotate the jobs. And then they also have a part of the factory that's for manufacturing herbal extract powders, which is quite common nowadays. And that was real interesting. They had, at that part of the factory, we also dressed up, but even more extensively than before. We had to put on the booties once again, but we were also given like some pants to wear, a coat with a hood and a face mask, and we had to wash our hands with soap and then with alcohol. And they only allowed four or five people in on the tour at one time because it's a temperature-controlled environment. And if we had the whole group of 30 people in there, it would elevate the temperature in the facility and cause some sort of problem that they don't want. So they had big vats of herbs that were, I mean, some of these tanks were just, you know, almost two stories tall that they were cooking herbs in. And they showed us how they would take the liquid solution after it had been cooked for a certain period of time, and they would inject it into a big, another tank that had like a kind of a funnel or in there a funnel of air actually, and that's how they kind of spray dry the herbs and turn them into powder, and then they collect that and they bottle them and things like that. So it's totally interesting. And the you know, the people who took us on the tour did a lot of interesting things. They took us to have herbal dinners, two lunches where we had herbs in our foods and stuff like that. The food was just exquisite.
Now, was that the restaurant that had the spectacular?
Yeah, there's
You're
well,
showing
there's
us
a lot
the
of
pictures.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good food. But we had things like a pearl and tofu soup. Pearls, like the kinds you wear around your neck. These aren't, you know, jewelry grade pearls, but they're good for your skin. They have high calcium content. They had things like rumania or dongguei, which are common Chinese herbs. Lots of food, really good food. And then the other thing that was really interesting was we got to stay in one of only two completely solar-powered hotels in the world. And it's called the Jingjiang River Valley International Hotel. And it was just fantastic to go in a totally solar-powered hotel. And it was a five-star hotel. It wasn't like, you know, dim light.
Yeah.
You know,
and no shower.
Hotel. Yeah.
So
yeah,
you
it was very nice accommodations.
And we don't know much more than it was 100% solar powered. We don't really know
They had solar collectors on the roof.
Yeah.
They had solar cells on the windows. And and things like that. So,
wow. Yeah. Oh, you know, we always learn so much when you're with us. So, you know, when we next time you come, I would like to still cover a little bit more about the restaurants and how it just sounds to me like a nice shift has happened in their food, where there's a lot of medicine that is being consumed as food. I mean, it's in the restaurant in the meal. Is that sort of what
it
sounds
exactly.
like?
Yeah, exactly. Now the herbs were special to, you know, for us because we were, you know, acupuncturists.
Oh, okay. It's not so part of what's become common for them.
Not usually, but they do give that to us.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Positively Healthy. And, you know, we've been talking to Michael Chytowski, Reading acupuncturist. And go out and have a great day and join us next week. Next week, Henry Quinkle will be here.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.